talking about how to give staka, where the Baal pays to give staka to, that you Baal uses for Maisa money. The Chabad Chaim, the halacha says that the main purpose of Maisa money is to be used to support people who were in Tara, and also for Aniyim. Chabad Chaim also talks about the idea of creating a gemach, a free loan fund from your money. He suggests that when a person first starts giving Maiser, a person should take out of all the Maiser that he's giving, he should take one third and put it towards the gemach until he feels he's reached the point of time where that there's enough money in the gemach that it can function. If he can't afford that, he should be mishtatzes to get other people and create a gemach. And he talks about the very big schus of being involved in the midst of lending money to people which need it, etc. He said it's a very strong point by him that this opportunity to put. Nowadays we have a gemach in which exists already. A person could give X amount of his, I don't think it has to be a third, his point must be a third to be able to create a full karen of something. Over here, a person should be giving some of his maisa money towards the gemach. In 1991, the Rabbanim of Baltimore got together and they made guidelines for staka. Because one of the yonim of staka, a person is a lachan of staka of a ni ircha kaidman. So there's a lachan when you're supposed to give preference to a ni ircha. At the same time, a person has certain responsibilities, as a moral obligation to support the moistus which he benefited from. He benefited from the yeshiva that he went to, the rebbeim that he took, etc. There's different moral obligations that he has. So how do you divide up the money? So this is the calculation that they made. I'm going to read you this piece a little bit. So they divided their stock into three areas. So the first is the stock for the local moistus, which need them. The second one is they gave four examples of moral obligations. The first one was a needy relative or close friend. The second one was a institution which you or your spouse or your children received higher education without paying full tuition. The third one is an institution or an individual from which you have had direct benefit. You have or have had direct benefit. And the fourth is a institution which is owned or directed by a relative which you feel a responsibility to help in. Those are the four things that they discuss under the moral obligation. And the third group is discretionary, which means a person, whatever money they would like to give to, an Eretz Yisrael, etc. They felt that a person should be holding half of the stock of money within the city. So if you take your stock of those three groups, and you take group number one, you give one third goes to the local moistus. Of your moral obligations, well, if your moral obligations are all local, so that's great. So you can give half of that locally, and the other 50% you can do whatever you want with. If many of your moral obligations are out of town, so then your discretionary should be raised that much more in order to keep it half locally. So if somebody learned in the yeshiva in New York and he's now living in Baltimore, but he feels an obligation to help that yeshiva, so he's going to be sending a lot of money to that yeshiva, he should be using other funds, other parts of his money to keep that much money locally. This is the suggestion that they gave. It's not binding. But the point that I'm trying to bring out over here is that it's significant enough to them, this idea of an Erech Kaidman, that the person has to take care of his local moistus. That's the responsibility of the community, take care of the local moistus, the institutions there in the city, number one. And number two, a person has a moral obligation to think back for where he was mehenah from, and he has responsibility to make sure that he does give to those institutions, understands what he gained from them, and the benefit he owes them, and achieve a makar satoy. Especially if a person benefited from them in a way where he had to wasn't paying full tuition, so a person would feel a responsibility, him or his children, etc., to direct much of his money towards those institutions. Have a good morning. Have a good Shabbat.